Finally, this hour, we remember Don Cornelius. He was creator and host of Soul Train, a TV show that, in the 1970s, exposed Americans of all stripes to African-American music and culture. Cornelius was 75 and died of an apparent suicide at his home in Los Angeles. NPR's Sammy Yenigun reports on his legacy.
Before afros could be seen on billboards and before hip-hop hit the Billboard charts, the place for many Americans to watch black culture was Soul Train. Soul Train broadcast cool across the country for decades, with R&B and soul performances delivered in front of stylish kids dancing like crazy.
You know, there were trends set on Soul Train all the time in terms of clothing, style, dances, hair, you name it.
That's Richard Steele of member station WBEZ, who knew Don Cornelius when Soul Train started in Chicago back in 1970.
One of the things about being black in America is, back in the day, it was very difficult to see yourself on TV.
And it was difficult for whites, Latinos, and Asians to see blacks on TV. Soul Train exposed the culture every Saturday morning, changing the way the mainstream understood what it meant to be cool.
You know, you'll hear people comment about how they used to watch the show on Saturdays to make sure they were looking right at the party on Saturday night, and also that they knew the latest dances. So it contributed to all of that.
Cornelius, a tall man with dark skin and a rich baritone voice, was born on the south side of Chicago in 1936. In the early 70s, he was working part-time at WCIU, a local TV station. The station was looking to diversify its programming, and Don Cornelius told NPR in 2002 he saw an opportunity.
I brought this idea to the manager, who was one of the owners of the station, for this show called Soul Train, and he said, sure, we'll try that too. And the rest is kind of history.
What began as a place to see local Chicago artists quickly grew into a venue for national acts. Marvin Gaye, the Jackson 5, Aretha Franklin, and Al Green, to name a few.
Let's be together, loving you well.
When the show went national, it moved to L.A., and Richard Steele says that that city's style helped grow the show's profile.
The show changed dramatically as far as the dancers were concerned because the people out in L.A. had a different dance style than here in Chicago. Here in Chicago, people were kind of laid back and cool. In L.A., they were performing.
But Steele says what set the show apart was that Cornelius didn't just host and produce it. He owned the rights, something that went back to its inception in Chicago.
The owner said, it's your show, you got it. That's how Don happened to own the show, which was just sort of a stroke of luck. I used to work for that guy, and I know he didn't really give up too much too often, but I think they didn't think it was going to be much.
But the show ran for 3 decades. Cornelius, in an attempt to change with the times, started working hip-hop into its programming, which Steele says was a tough decision for Cornelius.
So he was never really convinced about the hip-hop thing. I mean, he did it for a while because that was what was selling. But he determined also that at some point he had to get another host.
Cornelius turned the show over to a new host in 1993. Soul Train ceased production 13 years later. He told NPR that its success made him a patron of the arts.
That means I'm a brother who, when I can get up the money, I buy some art, you know. You can't pull any wool over my eyes. You can't run anything by me artistically because I was born with it.
He wasn't just a patron. He was a bridge builder. At the end of every show, Don Cornelius wished unto his audience love, peace, and soul. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News.
Ooh, la, 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 la. Ooh, la, 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 la.
We should have been a duo.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's not too late.
My heart went out to play.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.